Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This is Fid McAwesome here from Down Under the Ring podcast, and super lucky today to be joined by possibly the craziest man in AEW, Darby Allin. How's it going, dude?
It is going beautiful. I feel pretty amazing at the moment, so life is good.
And look, before I even get started, did I see that this morning you planted your face into a bowl of water for 3 minutes?
Yeah, I've been doing media all day, like literally all day. And that was the very, that was actually the second interview of the day. And we're talking about training for Everest because I've been training a lot. And a lot of it has to do with breath work. So I was holding my breath up to 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And then they're, can we see it? And I was like, well, if I do it on air, I got to do it in water so no one knows I'm cheating.
Yeah, 100%.
So I put it in there, but just like being in the water and being bent over in that position was a lot different than I normally, you know, from my breath work that I do. So it was a fun challenge, but I got to a little over 3 minutes in the bowl of water. So
that's crazy. How is training for Everest going?
It's some of the most hard training I've ever had to do in my life, but it's awesome. In that sense, like I love being pushed to my absolute limit. But it's definitely hard.
Yeah. Look, I want to ask you a question. I don't want you to be offended by it, but I'm in a group chat with a whole bunch of other guys that are wrestling fans. And one of the comments that comes up constantly is about you is, you know, the crazy stuff you do on TV, the crazy stuff you do off TV as well in your spare time. And the question that comes up quite often is, has Darby Allin considered therapy?
No, I don't need it. Like literally the thing is that crazy stuff is my therapy. Like yeah. It's literally given me the confidence to do so much in my life. You know, yeah. Growing up, I never had a lot of confidence. And then the more crazier stuff I've done, the more confidence I've built. So that is my therapy. So like I became such a stronger mentally person by doing crazy stuff. So I like to think if I could take a Jeep and jump 96 feet over my house, I can do a lot in life. So
crazy way of looking at it, but yeah, it's amazing. And on that note, Tony Khan has gone on record as saying that he thinks you can do this forever. How long does Darby Allin think he can go himself at this pace?
It just depends on how, you know, how long I want to do it for, like how much I, you know, as long as I love what I'm doing, I feel like I can do it as long as I want to. But if I don't love what I'm doing, then I will bail out because I never wanted to be doing something I didn't love doing. But as of right now, like I got the craziest physical recovery regimen. So I feel great. You know, I'm on top of everything all the time. So my body feels really great. And everybody's like, well, wait till you feel 30. And then I'm like, well, I feel 30. Like, I'm 30 years old now. Wait till you're 30 and see how you feel. I'm like, well, I feel great. And they're gonna be like, well, wait till you're 40. And they're and then they're going to say, well, wait till you're 100 and see how you feel. I'm like, well.
Look, as somebody who's, I'm 43, dude, and I don't do the extreme shit, and I feel like shit 90% of the time. So,
well, dude, the big thing that Tony Hawk taught me was you just got to keep doing your thing. And then that's, for example, he's like 56 and he's still skating at a high level. Yeah. And it's the thing is, like, you just have your body built such tolerance. So when I'm not wrestling, I'm skateboarding. And if I'm not skateboarding, I'm jumping off the roof at my house doing something. Like, keeps my body and my mind in check. So it's
Well, I mean, the amount of
yeah.
times I've seen Tony Hawk, share videos of himself eating shit at his age, and he still just gets up, dusts
Yeah.
off, and back onto it. So
Yeah,
there's
he
something
walks a
to it,
lot better.
clearly.
Yeah, he moves a lot better, like off the board, like just walking. A lot of, 56-year-olds, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about the body and stuff, with the extremes of the body endurance that you put yourself through, how much of that is you conditioning yourself to be able to handle that, and how much of it do you think is just some natural ability that you have to perform these crazy things and be able to get up and walk away from it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I've built such a high pain tolerance over the years with just my skateboarding, and but a lot of it's just mental too. So I do a lot of meditating, and it's you got to be, if your mind's not right, then your body's not gonna follow. So you got to be strong in both aspects of that. And I'm dialed in. I feel great, and I think it's a little bit of both. And I'm what I thought originally was my biggest fault, being a smaller guy in wrestling, I found out it was my biggest asset. And because I feel great, and I can move around, I'm super mobile, and I use this as my biggest asset in wrestling. I wouldn't change a single thing. I love the position I'm in.
And you're a strategy guy, am I right? Yeah, and do you think that also helps contribute to, your health and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. The recovery. Just the recovery, like I've had a lot of friends that are in the pro skateboarding world, and they drink a lot. And whenever they break something, and they just like, oh, I'm bummed out, I'm just gonna drink. It takes forever for them to heal, like forever. And the thing is, like, I'm able to bounce back really quick with like anything. I came back really quick after breaking my foot and breaking my nose. So, I think a lot of that has to do with just lifestyle choices.
Well, that brings me to a bit of a silly question, but I need to ask you it. What do you think is the most dangerous form of transport? Skateboarding, a bus, or a razor scooter?
I don't know, actually. Maybe.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it does not mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who have found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose between personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's HIMS.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's HIMS.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe a
I was going to say, because you've got history with all three, right?
Yeah. Maybe a Razor scooter might be the, because I'm more comfortable on the skateboard. But if I was cruising around New York or something on a scooter, I wouldn't be I don't feel like I'd be as like, I'm not that good on it. So I feel like I'm bound to like get hit by a car.
And you seem to be able to just dust off being hit by a bus.
Yeah. So I'd go with the scooter. Final answer.
Okay. Look, you can probably tell by my t-shirt, I'm a big Sting fan. I've been a fan of his since the mid-90s. Love the guy. As somebody that worked with Sting right through his AEW career, what do you think was the most important lesson that you learned from Sting?
Oh, just to be humble and grateful for everything. You know, Don't believe the hype. Don't get an ego, because the wrestling world is going to chew you up and spit you out. And you, at the end of the day, when the 15 minute ride's over, you want to look in the mirror and know who you're looking at. You know. Yeah. So, and he's very he's the greatest dude ever. Just he how he led outside of the ring is a bigger than how he led inside of it. So
yeah. And do you think we'll see more of Sting? I know that he's retired as an in-ring competitor, but do you think we'll see more of him again?
You know what they say, the thing about Sting is nothing is for sure. So who knows? I would like to, you know, just from a selfish standpoint, I'd like to have him around more just because I like spending time with him.
Look, and from a selfish standpoint, I have never got to see Sting in person. And February next year, we've got AEW coming over here to perform in Brisbane, February 15th at Suncorp Stadium. What are the chances we can get the Stinger over here in February?
I have no idea. I know he's loving life right now and he's in his own little world, which, you know, he's worked hard for that.
Yeah.
So if he wants to... if he wants to stop and smell the roses a few more months, by all means, I'm not going to drag him out.
Well, that also then brings me to another question when it comes to the Stinger. What are the chances that we see the character of Sting rebirthed via his son?
See, the thing is, Steven, his son, is actually training a lot.
Correct.
And
he looks so much like,
I know. It's like, so it just, you know, it all depends, man. Those are big shoes to follow. Like, you know,
absolutely.
Just, you know, time is of the essence with that one. You don't want to rush anybody, because if you rush somebody in there, they're like, oh, that was a favorite for Sting. But if, you know, like we all want, when Steven steps foot in the ring for the first time, we all want to be like, okay, he worked for this. He deserves this, whatever it is that,
I suppose it'd be unfair on him to have him compared to, I mean, naturally, I think us as fans are going to compare him to his dad, but it'd be unfair to put that expectation on him by giving him the gimmick as well, I suppose.
Yeah, what would you name him if you could name
him? I have no idea, dude, no idea.
SOS, Son of Sting?
That seems a bit cheesy. I don't know. Maybe Steve bought him because Stinger was pretty.
I definitely wasn't serious about the SOS. if I was serious about that, I hope that you take a chair and smash me in the face with it.
Hey, dude, I would absolutely love the privilege of smashing you in the face with a chair. look, in February, you guys are going to be performing at Suncorp Stadium. It's an open top venue. When it comes to arenas with no roof, what does Darby Allin look to try and jump off?
You know, that's the thing is, everybody's like, what are you going to jump off of at Wembley? I'm like, the commission is so strong, they won't let me do anything. So it's like, but I don't know what the commission's like in Australia. I have no idea.
If any of the indie shows I've been to say anything, it's pretty loose.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know. If the commission's rocking, then I'm rocking.
Yeah. Do you know much about the indie scene here in Australia?
No, I don't know anything about the indie scene in America.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so out of the loop.
So you don't follow anything outside of where you work?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I kind of just live in my own little world because I'm around wrestling so much. I don't want to be around it even like more and more outside. When I'm outside of the ring, I'm like skateboarding, stunts,
Yeah.
whatever it is that I do. I feel like it's
Yeah.
very healthy to have different interests and hobbies just to balance you out.
So chances are, if anyone's looking for you in Brisbane next year, going to an indie show is the wrong place. Probably be more likely seeing you at a skate park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Darby, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you making time for us. We're really looking forward to having the entire AEW roster over here in Brisbane next year. And basically, is there anything else you wanted to finish off with before we finish up?
No, man, I'm excited. I've always wanted to hit up Australia, but this is the perfect first time to do it. I'm really, really excited.
Awesome. Can't
Ready
wait to see you
rock
then.
in Brisbane. So,
Cheers, dude. I really appreciate your time,
all
man.
right, take it easy, man.
A tradition of unforgettable moments arrives on an all-new stage next year.
The biggest night of the year, AEW Dynamite.
AEW Grand Slam comes to Brisbane, Australia. The next leg of AEW's Grand Slam goes down under.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
The best in AEW.
Top guys out.
All Elite Wrestling presents Grand Slam Australia from Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane, Australia. Saturday, February 15th, 2025.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.